100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and you came up with stories on the topic of has-beens. I'm going to go ahead and play them right now, and then I'll be back later. See ya.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Why Are We Here? After the death of our parents, we parted. We parted pretty hard. We travelled far, and then returned here to the only house we've ever known, feeling like has-beens. 30 years old, stinking rich, and feeling like life has nothing left to offer us. It's ludicrous, isn't it? He'd spoken for ages. The sofa, despite its softness, was feeling more uncomfortable than the basement. I felt I had to say something. My speech felt slurred when I spoke, and the room felt a little blurry. Where exactly do we fit in to this idea for a new community? Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 942, with the prompt of has-beens. So here's my story. Initially, everyone who passed Bilbert sitting against the wall asked him what he was doing there. Hours later, they all acted like he was invisible, or just ignored him, like he was some embarrassing has-been. 10 minutes before the end of visiting hours, a nurse opened the door. "Okay, Bilbert, you have 10 minutes, then you need to leave." Sabrina lay as still as death in a yellow hospital gown. Her injured leg was exposed, with wicked-looking rods and apparatuses piercing the flesh. A monitor beeped regularly, displaying her heart rate and respirations. Bilbert took her hand in his. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's a story called Beans. I has beans every day. Plenty of fibre in them, see? Scientists say it's good for you. All I knows is they makes me fart. Guess that's a good thing, though. Better out than in, I says. Just so long as you ain't downwind of me at the time. Ferocious they are. Pungent. But I suppose that's one of the downsides of taking care of your body. Occupational hazard, you might say. Of course, if I'm honest, it's not strictly true. I'm not really health conscious at all. I just loves my beans with a passion. And farting, of course. Okay, all done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Just because we've been around for millennia, don't write us off. It doesn't mean that we're a bunch of has-beens. Even the forces of evil have to evolve with the times. Otherwise, how else are we going to stay relevant, and a force to be reckoned with? Why do you think social media is so toxic, and there's so much disagreeable content online? As for the dark web, we invented it. One thing we won't touch though is artificial intelligence. We prefer to leave it well alone. Because we simply can't have AI taking over the world. That's our job.
Hello, my people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are Cold Fusion and Millions of Arrows. In the land of has-beens is a tiny corner set aside for the never-wases. Rudy was in charge of this sad clump of lost souls. To be a has-been, you have to been a bin, done something of at least marginal success. The never-wases came so close to that level, but just couldn't get their heads above the waters of failure. Rudy kept track of every C-list personality in an ever-growing ledger. Rudy got this gig after losing the Nobel Prize 7 times. Can't quite remember what his contribution to physics was. Story 2, 858, Millions of Arrows. I'm a fan of Japanese director Akira Kurosawa. After the war, he set out to make films that would explain the American and European mindset. Seven Samurais was basically a Western. Throne of Blood was a retelling of Shakespeare's Macbeth. In the over-the-top climax, General Wushun, played by Toshiro Mifumi, is driven mad by the trees of Spiderweb Forest. They have risen to attack us, he screams. A direct nod to Burnham Wood. What follows is Millions of Arrows. The end of the Magnificent Seven doesn't hold a candle to Mifumi's pitching about like a human pincushion. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The train station was still there. The door was locked. I peered through the window, but couldn't see anything. The bike was rotting away at the usual place. The windsock was still flapping on the rusty pole. Back then, I didn't understand why the station master wanted that windsock up there. Trains don't run on wind. The old station master would smile and say that the birds needed to know. But I never saw any birds. The station master would smile again and say, "You don't? Look," and point to the sky. He saw birds, and that made me smile. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgoff.blogspot.com. And I'm not sure this has anything to do with the prompt, but that's what came up. Talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I used to be a big podcaster, but back then podcaster was really small, and everybody knew everyone else. Then podcasting got big. Big people got into podcasting. If you were big before, well, you either hitched your wagon to these big people, or you got lost in the crowd. You either had to do more and more outrageous things for attention, or you just learned to accept the fact that you're always a small fish. It's the pond that changed. And I'm okay with that, because in the end, every fish ends up drinking every other fish's piss.
Well, that's it for today's 100-word story, weekly challenge podcast, has-beens, all that stuff, but you aren't has-beens, you are all right-nows. And right now, you should be working on your next weekly challenge story on the topic of all our tomorrows. The topics are up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, so you can get a jump on all the future weekly challenges. Anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.